Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Citizen Pensacola is that we have a housing crisis, and that's where the agreement ends. That's what I say. It's because of who's affordable, what's affordable to who, exactly what was just described. Everybody's definition is different, rightfully so. Everybody's lives are different. But I would say the AMI is the best uniform recognition of where it's not someone's opinion or perspective, is that we're following something that is uniform. And so what was mentioned, Councilwoman Breyer, 80 to 120, that generally that's what how we're defining it.
So the mayor talking about housing and affordable housing, attainable housing, workforce housing, housing of all different kinds. And this is at the last, at Thursday's city council meeting. And of course, we've been talking about this for years, right? As it has become kind of a problem or a crisis, depending on how you want to describe it. The mayor said something very interesting there. He said, everybody agrees there's a housing crisis. Nobody agrees about anything after that. Everybody agrees that it would be great to have affordable or attainable housing, but nobody even agrees about what the definition of these things is. And that's where I have a suggestion. I know a lot of our local leaders listen to the show, and I thought, hey, I'm going to discuss this because I think it's an important sort of communications problem that we have. You know, you can't come to good answers on problems unless you can talk clearly about those problems. And I think the way we talk about this housing crisis is it's not helpful. And I'm hoping to bring a little bit of clarity to it. Here's my view, okay? The first thing that people say after somebody mentions we're working on affordable housing is they say, well, what do you mean by that? And there's this feeling that the term doesn't carry any content, or if it does carry content, it's you know, outrageous, you know, that, like, for example, a $2,500 might be considered attainable, you know, for most people is not realistic. So I thought we'd just kind of explain what are the parameters when we're talking about housing, and then I have a different way that I think we ought to be talking about this. So the concepts to understand are things like average median income, AMI, and in this area, household AMI in Escambia County, for example, is $92,000 a year. That means that the average household in Escambia County takes in $92,000 a year. That's both incomes. If you have both incomes, that's one income. But you average everybody out and you get $92,000. And for some people, they're like, good Lord, I wish I did, or I wish we did. And for some people, they're like, how does anybody live on just $92,000 a year? Right? I mean, I get it. That's everybody. But then what you do is you say that's 100% AMI. Okay? And then what you do is you divide that number by 12 months. Okay? So $92,000 divided by 12 months produces $7,600 a month. And then you take 30% of that, so $2,300. The idea being that you should never be spending more than 30% of your income on housing-related costs. And so the idea is, you, if you're making $92,000, your housing cost should be no more than $2,300. And so for you, it's affordable at $2,300. Now, I think $2,300 is, you know, kind of a lot, okay? But it depends on what your mortgage is, depends on what your rent is, the point is. But think about somebody who's not making anywhere near $92,000 a year. What if they're making minimum wage? They're making $22,000 a year, which, you know, is not good, okay? But if you take that, and, you know, I'm not a big advocate for minimum wage or anything like that, but, you know, if you just take $22,000 and you do the math, and you divide by 12, you get a monthly salary of $1,800, and you multiply that by 0.3, then affordable housing for that person is $550 a month. And good luck, sir, right? There's just non-existent. You're not going to find anything, unless it's subsidized, in which case it might be for you $550, but the government provides, right? Okay? Even if you bump it up to $15, right, then you're talking about $30,000 a year. The quick math is always 2,000 hours in a year, okay? So if you, again, divide by 12, then you're making $2,500 a month. And if you multiply that by 0.3, then you get $750 a month. So even at a fairly okay starting salary or starting hourly wage, I mean, where are you going to find $750 a month? The average two-bedroom fair market value right now is $1,200. You might be able to share an apartment with somebody for $750, maybe. but you start to see kind of where the parameters are, okay? Then when they talk about things like 120% of AMI, you know, you're talking about somebody who's making around $115,000 a year. You talk about 80% of AMI, you're talking about somebody who's making around $75,000 a year. You kind of see how this works, and then it's at 30% of that person's monthly income is where they say, well, we're building a housing project, and there's going to be 100 units, and 20 of them are going to be at 120 AMI. That's kind of how these numbers work. Here's the problem. I think most people, first of all, don't understand those numbers, and that's fine, okay? But even if they do, the notion that it's affordable to rent for $2,200 a month or something is like, really? For most people, is that affordable? I mean, you know, if both people are working and one's a cop and one's a, I don't know, a nurse or something like that, or a teacher, is that affordable? Really? So here's my suggestion. Because the terms affordable and attainable and workforce housing are so nebulous in most people's minds, I just recommend a different way of talking about it. I'll give you my kind of short explanation of that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
We've got a hit-and-run crash at Pine Forest Road and Wild Lake Boulevard. It's moved off to the side of the road, not seeing any roadblock with that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, even Highway 90 into from Pace into Pensacola. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you have employees, you have a business, you have to deal with all the things that go with employees, like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, all of that stuff. Hey, if things are going great right now and you love what you're doing, wonderful. But if you wonder if there might be a better way, or if you are sure there has to be a better way, then call Torgerson Causey. They've been doing this for more than two decades here in Pensacola. We've been using them at News Radio in Cat Country for about 7 years now. And when we started using them, I didn't know there was better, really. I didn't realize kind of how much better it could be. But once we started using them, I'm like, oh, man, this is better. We have choices in plans. We have better options in plans. We have much better, like, guidance and resource and instruction and answering of questions than we ever had before. My wife gives them a thumbs up, and she's an industrial engineer who asks a lot of hard questions. You get a thumbs up from my wife, you're golden, okay? So we love them. They have been fantastic. Call them to find out what they might be able to do for you. No obligation to look at what you're doing. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. All right, so back to this, like, my suggestion. Let's just stop using the words affordable housing and attainable housing and workforce housing. And let's instead adopt just a new way of speaking. You know, one way to do it might be you could have, I don't know, labels. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, A, B, C, D, E, you know, maybe you could say. And maybe you say, like, Alpha housing is housing for, I don't know, the lowest 20% of earners. Or the lowest 10% of earners. Because you don't really have to worry about the above the half, right, if you go through 50% to Echoes. And then you could say, look, we have 1,000 units coming online. 100 of them are going to be Bravos, and 100 of them are going to be Charlies or something like that. And it'll help give us a sense of how affordable or not they might be. But you could even go simpler than that. We could even just talk about the price of the units. They're going to be $1,200 a month, or they're going to be $1,500 a month, or they're going to be $2,000 a month. Instead of working around all this AMI and percentages, and I know a lot of that's how the laws and the grants and things are written, but in terms of numbers that the average person understands, it's impenetrable. The other way you could do it is, you know, these are housing for people who make 40 grand a year. Again, dividing by 12, multiplying by 0.3. Or this is housing for people who make 60 grand a year. Or this is housing for people who make 100 grand a year. So, income and or rent-based references would be a lot clearer than anything like, well, that's affordable, or that's workforce, or that's attainable. So that's just if we're going to discuss this and come to solutions, it's easier if we have numbers or some frame of reference that everybody will understand. And right now, I think that the term affordable and the term attainable and, frankly, the term workforce are all so confusing and unclear that they get in the way of having the conversation. And I'm just saying maybe we should talk a little bit differently about it. That's my suggestion. 719 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts. Among them, the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:23 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. At this time on a Friday, we always like to connect with Dave Greenwood, our lifeguard extraordinaire, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. And this beach report is brought to you by All Season Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Oh, thank you, Andrew, and a happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. How were things this week, and what are we looking at for this weekend?
Uneventful this week, I'm happy to say. It's really hot. Use lots of sunscreen. The surf has been fairly calm. You know, we're in the summer doldrums now, and, you know, so things are just progressing along. It's just the typical July, and next week we'll be into August. So we're happy to say things are moving along. We had a great Pensacola Beach Bull Angel Air Show. Everything went well for that.
Outstanding. Do we have known flag conditions for today, tomorrow, maybe Sunday yet?
We're going to start out with a yellow flag, but however we'll evaluate as we go on through the day.
And just, you know, because it is still a relatively recent change, are people starting to kind of grasp the somewhat new system that's more in line with what the other local beaches are doing, or are you still getting a lot of questions about it?
No, Andrew, it's not that complicated.
I love
it. You make it more complicated than it is.
Outstanding. Very good. Anything else we need to know about this weekend, Dave?
No, again, watch out for pop-up showers when thunder roars go indoors. You know, use plenty of sunscreen, hydrate well, because, again, you know, we're into late July and going into August next week, and that's when it really gets hot around Pensacola.
Oh, very good. And I remember for the Blue Angel show, when we had that, you know, storm kind of pass us by, and I was thinking to myself, I'm just not sure that we have indoor space for 200,000 people, but, you know, give it a shot if we can.
That's why you got to plan ahead, Andrew.
No
doubt. Where your bug-out area is going to be.
No doubt. Dave Greenwood, he is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed, sir. I appreciate the work.
All right. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Absolutely.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
7:26 on News Radio 92.3. We got John Pickens. It's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some slowdowns if you're heading from Pace to Pensacola via Highway 90 through that construction zone. Starting to get a little backed up there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the pipes.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a home improvement project that you're working on and, you know, you need hammers and saws and nails and drill bits and stuff like that, or if you have a big project, like you're building something for a living, if you're a construction professional, Pensacola Hardware has got your back. Like, they will help you with whatever your level of need is. In fact, you know, one of the things is that they're great for the individual. If you go in there and you need stuff, whatever it is, they have it, and they can help guide you through the process and answer your questions. But, you know, if you are a construction professional, you know, you're a contractor, or you build things for a living, try them. Like, really, that's their bread and butter, is servicing you guys. And, you know, things like they can put you on a monthly bill instead of having to, you know, send Kevin down with a credit card all the time, or even have to send him there at all, because they can bring it to the job site for you. And if you run into a challenge, you're not quite sure how to solve it, they can help you figure that out. And they know the codes, and they may even know the inspectors. And so they can really guide you. And, you know, here is how you need to do this, because, you know, look, time is money. And, you know, anything that's inconvenient for you, even if you've got to wait a day for them to order something for you to bring it to the job site, like, they're going to have it. So you're not going to have to wait a day for them to bring it to you. Pensacola Hardware has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, 173 years, one of the 50 oldest companies in the entire United States, the oldest in the state of Florida since before the Civil War. That's the one that always amazes me, is like, they've been around since before there were Levi's. You know, like, they've been doing this a long time. So check them out today. Go by later on after you're done with your stuff today. 20 East Gregory Street, right downtown. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Boeing is making a plea deal with the Justice Department that involves pleading guilty to conspiracy and paying about $250 million in penalties. This comes after the department wrapped up a years-long investigation into crashes in 2018 and 2019. Harvey Weinstein is in the hospital with COVID-19. Weinstein's representative announced on Thursday that the disgraced former movie mogul has been moved to the prison's hospital ward. He's being treated for COVID, pneumonia, and other conditions. And apparently, Andrew, the gorillas in the San Diego Zoo have a bit of a problem. They have become addicted to watching videos on phones and iPads. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that this is because people have been going up to the glass enclosure, putting their phones up to the glass. The gorillas are watching the videos.
Uh-huh.
They have similar DNA to humans, so they have become addicted to the screen time. The San Diego Zoo officially now asking people to stop showing TikToks to their gorillas.
I would swear, pay money for anybody who can get me the video of the gorilla doom scrolling Instagram. just watching and scrolling and hitting like occasionally and watching and scrolling.
I'm thinking just go the other way. Give them their own phones.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's see what
phone,
they come up with.
Let me see what they do with it. Yeah, I mean,
they
might
be the gorillas doing the TikTok dances.
They could be influencers. You never know where they might go with it. No, you're exactly right.
Right now, high school students get NIL deals. Next, gorillas get NIL deals.
And, you know, look, it wouldn't be a distraction from their otherwise productive endeavors because there aren't any.
Right.
You know, it's pure recreation, man. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, this is an odd little story. You know the show Big Brother where people get secluded inside a house and then
yes.
they have sex with everybody and then they film it and put it on television?
Right.
I mean, I think that's an accurate short description. But they don't know what's going on in the outside world. The active conversation now is, do we tell people that Trump got shot? Do we tell people that Biden dropped out of the re-election campaign? Because they're in the house right now.
Right.
And, you know, they've only ever told them things like 9/11, you know, kind of stuff. So far the answer is no, but that's one of the conversations.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Barack Obama with his wife Michelle endorse Vice President Kamala Harris for president.
Obama reportedly held off on endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris because he wanted to see the party united and the nomination settled. Now they're throwing their support behind Harris. Until the Democrats finalize Harris as their nominee, the Trump campaign says the former president isn't agreeing to any general election debates. Harris is accusing the former president of backpedaling.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. High-speed train lines into Paris are sabotaged before today's Olympic opening ceremony.
Reports say trackside signal boxes had been set on fire and cable lines deliberately cut in what authorities are calling a massive attack to destabilize the rail system.
Fox's Lillian Wu, a Chico, California man, is accused of setting the state's largest wildfire this year by pushing a flaming car down an embankment Wednesday. More than 250 square miles have burned. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. On a Friday morning, it is 75 degrees and partly cloudy. Two homes in Santa Rosa County prone to devastating flooding are finally going to be dealt with. During yesterday's Santa Rosa Commission meeting, commissioners approved purchasing two homes on Avenida del Sol for $638,000. Commissioner Colton Wright says the flooding had been an issue for over a decade. All of the options had been exhausted.
It was the only way which we could really solve the problem and move forward. So we're careful that we're not trying to set a precedent. We're not going to run around buying people's homes. But this was just a very unique circumstance, and this was the best solution.
And Wright says those properties will likely be converted into an open green space. Yesterday, residents in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties stepped up to help ensure that all local students have what they need to succeed as the new school year approaches. At our six Walmart locations across the two-county area, representatives were accepting school supply and monetary donations.
These are people who are working sometimes more than one job, but just kind of living paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, any kind of added expense is going to be difficult for them. And so that's one of, you know, those are families. These are households that are struggling and are having to reach out for help.
And we are still waiting for the final numbers, but last year there were thousands of school supplies donated along with about $30,000 in monetary donations. Some new details now on the arrest of a Pensacola man accused of fatally shooting his wife and dog. 51-year-old Timothy Kramer is charged with first-degree premeditated murder and aggravated animal cruelty. 47-year-old Rosa Kramer had reportedly left her husband about 2 weeks ago and was living elsewhere, but investigators say she had returned to her home on Hillcrest Avenue Tuesday to collect belongings, believing that Timothy would not be home at the time, and that night is when the sheriff's office put out the missing persons alert for her. Her body was found inside the house the next morning. Timothy Kramer was arrested by Milton police and extradited to Escambia County on Wednesday afternoon. Santa Rosa County Schools getting a new designation as a Space Florida Space Academy School District, one of the first school districts across the state to receive the designation. And the Space Academy designation works with school districts that provide certifications, including advanced manufacturing, construction, cybersecurity, or logistics. School officials say the district offers programs that get students ready to work in the space industry. An abortion rights group now asking the Florida Supreme Court to side with them in a dispute over Amendment 4. Now, that amendment, which will be on November's ballot, would legalize abortion until the fetus reaches viability. The Financial Impact Estimating Conference released an analysis a few weeks ago of the amendment's potential financial impact. The committee found it couldn't accurately determine the financial impact because of potential lawsuits that could be filed if it passes. A group called Floridians Protecting Freedom filed a request Wednesday with the Florida Supreme Court to strike down that impact statement. They say politicians have unfairly influenced the committee. It is 7:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling from downtown Milton to East Milton, we're seeing some delays right there in the industrial area. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today with a 50% chance of rain. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping that rain chance around through the weekend, but plenty of opportunities to get outside. 50% chance of rain, high near 89 on Saturday. Low Saturday night near 78. For Sunday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 91 and a low near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 77 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 75 also in Milton. Now our financial report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Apple has been edged out of the top five smartphone vendors list in China in the second quarter as competition from domestic brands such as Huawei intensifies, according to a Canalys report. Apple's market share in China shrank to 14% in the second quarter, and the iPhone maker, which was the third largest smartphone vendor in the second quarter last year, dropped to the sixth spot, according to CNBC calculations. Payment giant Visa said it is using artificial intelligence and machine learning to counter fraud. James Murfin, global head of risk and identity solutions at Visa, said the company prevented $40 billion in fraudulent activity from October of 2022 to September of 2023, which is nearly double from a year ago. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 81, the NASDAQ down 160, the S&P 500 down 27. Once again, futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Right now, it is 7:36. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or a child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC paid for it is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Oh, this news cycle is something, huh?
Dude, there's something new every single day.
Wow, and today, you know, expecting you to talk more about this Secret Service director, how she needs to go, and all of a sudden,
man. Fired, bum.
Well, she resigned.
Yeah, she resigned. Kimberly Cheadle, the now former head of the Secret Service, is stepping down.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. Before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your boat.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers.
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing them in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Yes, yes. Good morning. This is our series of Meet Your Tenant Commands, where you get a chance to hear from the base commanding officers and the various units, operational units that they oversee. We don't have a new interview for you today. This is going to happen sometimes when we do this because it's just hard to schedule some of these folks in. But I do have some interesting information from somebody who we have already interviewed. Brad Arthur, commanding officer of the Naval Aviation Schools Command. Redman is his call sign. And some very interesting stuff that I got from him in a recent speech of his that I watched. This, of course, is provided to you in part by Warrior Beer Company on Sorrento Road. We've got your six. They sponsor the Meet Your Tenant Command section. So one of the things that we talked about with him was the Aerial Vehicle Program, which is the drone program that is coming in under Schools Command. And the Marines are starting on this as well.
Very new. We're about to bring in some of the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps has been doing it before the Navy. Marine Corps now has shifted to come and bring them through Schools Command. They actually had them completely away from that. So it's just starting. I'm going to welcome the new Marine Corps here in about 20 days.
Yeah, so that's like just started, basically. And this, again, is onboard NAS Pensacola, where even drone operators begin their training at Schools Command.
Navy-wise, we have only graduated from Training Wing 6 from Schools Command into Training Wing 6. We had our first graduation early of the year, or late of the last year is our first, and we had another graduation at the beginning of this year. So we're in the infancy. I mean, it's tiny numbers right now.
And as far as implementing drone usage in the fleet, like on the carrier?
The carrier wing has really just one drone on it right now. And the VP community, the MPRA community, has a drone that they're flying, but they're using naval flight officers and NFOs that are qualified pilots, and they're using that. They're doing both. And we're doing that in the helicopter community as well. So we have pilots that are actually flying aircraft, and then one day they're scheduled to fly the drone.
So instead of being dedicated drone pilots, they're people who have been taught how to be pilots, whether helo pilots or fixed wing pilots. But then, as he says, you know, their schedule on the carrier is one day out of the rotation, they fly the drone instead of flying their plane or, you know, their rotors.
For the one that's going on the carrier, it's going to be a different set. We're going to have straight stick drone pilots. And I think the future is going to go that way. But I think the numbers will be small for the next 5 years, in my humble opinion.
And that's kind of where is this going, and the idea of training people who are specifically dedicated to being the drone pilots within the Navy.
The PA community and the helicopter community are doing both right now. They're training them once they're out in the fleet to do that. What we are training here are actually warrant officers.
So, and that's kind of an interesting distinction, because historically pilots have been officers. And in this case, you've got warrant officers, which are kind of this sort of hybrid category, right? But it's also a dedicated like, they're not people who go in to become jet pilots and then wind up sort of being recategorized as drone pilots. They're people who sign up as warrant officers to become drone pilots. And so that's the whole nature of their endeavor, as opposed to starting in something else and moving over to drones.
So we have warrant officers. Most of them are prior enlisted. We've had a couple that got a warrant officer commission.
Yeah, which is, again, I think that's probably better. And in fact, Don Quinn, who was there at the presentation, and I know it's kind of a little hard to hear this, but he was talking about how when you're in the, you know, he's seen some of the other programs for drone pilots elsewhere, where it's kind of like, you know, you didn't make jets, then you get fixed wing, you didn't make fixed wing, or you opted for helos, and then, you know, you didn't make any of those, he got to be a drone pilot. You know, it was kind of like, and you could tell that people were disappointed by that.
And I was really interested to hear how it goes with the drone stuff. The Air Force is having a hell of a time retaining the drone people.
Yep.
The reason is because they hire them to be pilots, like Redman, and then they say, oh, not so fast, you're going to go fly a drone. Well, when I had Sinatra, we were doing 15, 20 of them in a class. You could always tell in the class of 40 who they were. They were the mopey ones over in the corner because they were, thought they were going to go fly a fighter or an airplane, and they were put into drones.
So he's saying that the people, if you couldn't hear it, the people who, you know, when he would go work with Sinatra, Chief Naval Air Training, the guys who were the drone pilots were the ones that looked all sad in the corner because they got told not jets, not propellers, not helos, but you get drones, son. And they're like, because they came in thinking they're going to be pilots and they didn't anticipate being, you know, flying a remote operated vehicle from a base somewhere.
The Navy has said from the very beginning, you're a warrant officer, you're coming in, you're going to fly that. I think that that actually will be a good way to go in terms of, you know, expectations, for lack of a better.
Yeah, as a strategy, that makes perfect sense, that you would instead recruit people into a program for that purpose so you get the people who want it, not the people who settle for it, right?
Colleges, what I found at Emory-Riddle was there were kids that wanted to do drones and not fly, and they're getting their degrees. So I think that's where they're getting degree in drone operations. So that may be where the warrant officer, but that gets into.
So there's a real fit because some, you know, not everybody wants to fly. What they want to fly is operate drones. And then you can recruit for those people, especially from some of the colleges like Emory-Riddle, where they're literally producing students who have these capabilities and want to do it. John Pickett has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but seeing some backups if you're around Davis Highway and Olive Road backing up to University. That southbound lane is showing some major delays. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need electrical work done, heating, plumbing, air conditioning, anything like that, you know, Peden, they can take care of you. They've been taking care of customers just like you since for the last 55 years. In fact, they have some anniversary specials going on right now. I'll tell you about in a second. But, you know, look, they've been here in Pensacola for forever, and then they have been really expanding over the last couple of years. In fact, they have gone all the way east to Tallahassee, so past the timeline, right? You know, where it's even East Coast time or Eastern time, operating. And then west, like last year, I remember when they expanded west, they went to Baldwin County. And then this year, they've actually expanded over to Mobile County. So they are everywhere along the Gulf Coast, your resource to call for any of these needs. And, you know, you call them, they're going to show up, they're going to be on time, they're going to be professional, they're going to tell you what you're going to do, you're going to decide to do it. And then they're, you know, it's going to stand by their work. It's 100% satisfaction guarantee, which, of course, you can count on them. And right now, because it is their 55th anniversary, they've got a couple of specials. There's no service fee when you do air conditioning repairs, and you get $55 off those repairs. So both the service fee and the $55 are taken off of your price tag if you do a repair. And then if you actually replace your whole system, it's $555 off. Of course, that's significantly more expensive, but sometimes that's what you have to do. So whichever way you go, Peden has got a deal for you. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. Back to the presentation that I heard from Captain Brad Redmond Arthur, who is the commanding officer of Naval Aviation Schools Command recently. One of the questions that he got asked, and I thought this was very interesting, you know, with Lieutenant Amanda Lee, Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee on the Blue Angels, she's a slot pilot number 4, and, you know, talking about women in aviation, and he was asked the question, well, how is the recruiting going for women? And, you know, is this something that we're succeeding at? Because, you know, that's something that he has to think about, being the, like, first step of the aviation training pipeline.
Ratio of women to men the goal is to 20%. The Navy's goal is to have 20% in every community, every command. That's what they want. In aviation, you don't find that in the civilian world. But the Navy, we are vastly ahead of the civilian aviation communities. We have, percentage-wise, we have more young ladies in our community than is in the civilian world. I would tell you that I'm throwing a number on here. I'm looking at, I'm about a 17 to 18%. So it's about, we're trying to get to the 20, but naval aviation, it's steadily increasing. I mean, it in the last 10 years, the numbers have jumped. It's on a great trajectory, from my opinion.
So one out of six, one out of five, somewhere in that vicinity, which, as he said, you know, one of the things people often say is, well, you know, if there's 50% of the people are the gender, then why don't you have 50% representation? Well, you know, not always the level of interest, right? You have to work with the people that come in. And but to have, you know, almost one out of five be women, if that's the goal is to and they're always looking for people, right? You know, one of the challenges of the military right now is recruiting. The other thing he talked about, and I thought this was kind of interesting, you might want to hear about this, is NetSAFA, which is the foreign student training program, comes under, at least the first portion of that, comes under Schools Command. And so the building that Schools Command works in is the building where the shooting took place. Okay, so this is very near and dear and close and painful for the Schools Command community. And he was asked about that and asked about, you know, has security changed and what took place after the attack. And he talked a little bit about, I mean, you know, there's some things they're not going to get in detail about, but he talked a little bit about how they handled the NetSAFA students, the foreign students.
We didn't have the system where once they're in flight school, you know, you could kind of come and go. They're, you know, what we do now is when it's time for that person from another nation to class up and be in the courses, then they have access to that part of the building. Once they're done, there's no access to that part of the building. The access to the building now is very restricted compared to the way it used to be. So that's one tangible thing.
And I can tell you, having been on the base fairly recently and looked in that building, you know, it does seem to me to be significantly more secure than what I sort of vaguely remember about, you know, building security on the base from prior to that. But particularly, he's saying that the way people do or do not have access to that building based on whether they're supposed to be there or not has also been dramatically limited, particularly for the NetSAFA students.
So there's no reason for anybody from our international partners, once they're out of my training, to be in that area. And that's what we've had to do.
Very good. So that's kind of some of the stuff that we learned from him when he was talking at the Five Flags Rotary a little while ago, and I wanted to share that with you today. Next week, we've got a scheduled command, so we should be back to the normal, you know, meet your tenant commands kind of concept. But I just think it's, you know, so interesting to learn about all the things that are going on in our various local military bases. In fact, we have a change of command that's going to be going on today for the Center for Information Warfare Training, CWIT. I know it's CIWT, but they say CWIT. Don't ask questions, okay? Just roll with it. Anyway, the change of command is taking place today, and so they're going to be changing out commanding officers, and we'll get the new incoming captain at some point here in the near future to talk about that, because Corey Station, what goes on there, is obviously a really, really important. I shouldn't say obviously, is a really important component of our local military community, but a lot of people don't even know what takes place on Corey. There's reasons for that, because the stuff they do is not always for public consumption because, you know, related to information warfare, cyber, and all of that. So that's your segment on the Meet Your Tenant commands for this week.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide if now is the right time for you, or, you know, whatever the case may be, we talked about affordable housing a lot today, and what does that mean to you? And, you know, are you trying to work on a real particular budget? look, you need a good real estate agent to make sure that you're buying at the best price possible and understanding all the parameters of the deal, or selling if you're trying to sell, that you're getting the best price possible and that, again, you understand all the parameters of the deal and what your options are. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are just fabulous at this. She's only been doing this for about 7 years, but when I say only, it's time, not accomplishment, because in that time, they're up to 175 homes they sold last year. So really, really productive. 3.5 a week. I mean, I know a lot of real estate agents who would be happy with like one a month. I mean, a lot of real estate agents would be thrilled with one a month. And, you know, to be putting out 3.5 a week is pretty amazing, frankly. So if you need good information or you just want to kind of talk to somebody about real estate and, you know, you don't really know where to start, give her a call. If you become a client, great. If you become a referral for a client, great. If none of that happens, you just make a friend. She's like, I love meeting people and talking to them and helping them make better choices. That's it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Traffic on the fives now with John Pickens.
Still no accidents to let you know about. We are seeing some slowdowns if you're headed from Pace to Pensacola through that Highway 90 southbound and northbound, seeing some delays through the construction zone. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Raise your hand if you feel stressed out now. Raise your hand if you're picturing lanes of never-ending traffic and floating logs and crocodiles now. Yeah, okay. All right, good. 7:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, hot, dry winds are fueling wildfires in California and Oregon. The largest active wildfire in the U.S. right now is the Durkee Fire in eastern Oregon. That's burned 270,000 acres, about 20% contained as of last night. In California, the Park Fire now has grown to about 120,000 acres. Barack Obama officially endorsing Kamala Harris for the 2024 election.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
And that from a video released early this morning showing Kamala Harris talking on the phone with the Obamas.
Okay, I may be the only one, so I'm going to say it out loud and look dumb for saying it, but whenever I hear the news talk about the Durkee Fire, in my head, it's Team America World Police. Oh, Durkee Durkee, Muhammad Jihad. That's what I hear.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.